The book of Daniel chapter 2 introduces us to a portion of scripture where there was a very difficult problem to solve. The Bible says that the king of Babylon had a dream, and in this dream it became apparent that none of the magicians could interpret that dream. It was a difficult scenario, and it required someone who was able to solve difficult problems. There are many difficult issues pertaining to families, pertaining to our calling in ministry, pertaining to the marketplace and our businesses that require the anointing and the skill to be able to solve difficult problems. And we're going to take some time to just learn from Daniel and from his companions the various steps and processes that they went through in order to be able to solve these difficult problems. The first thing in Daniel chapter 2 is that when Daniel is confronted with this dream, and he's being told, in fact, that all of the magicians within the kingdom would be killed if they were not able to interpret the dream, Daniel asks that he should be given time. The first principle is, if we're going to solve difficult problems, we should never ever operate under pressure. If you operate under pressure, you will always make mistakes. If you need more time, require and request more time. The Bible says that be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, make your requests known to God. There is nothing that will throw you off and put you in a position where you make mistakes than operating under pressure. Daniel asks for some time. He doesn't give them the impression that he knows the dream already. He tells them, I don't have the interpretation as yet, but if you give me time, I can go and seek the face of the Lord, and I know that he will give me the interpretation. Relieve yourself of the pressure. There are things that require that you ought to be at peace in your spirit, in your soul, before you are able to solve those problems. The second thing is that Daniel partnered. He did not only relieve himself of pressure, but he partnered with his companions. The scriptures say he went to them, he told them of this difficulty that they were in, and he asked them to pray with him. This basically shows us that Daniel recognized that there is something, there is wisdom, there is strength that God has put in others, that we don't need to solve these problems alone. We don't need to feel cornered like we are the only ones, and if we don't do anything, then nothing will happen. God has put wisdom, he has put encouragement, he has put strength in others, and our responsibility is to be able to draw on that wisdom. I pray in the name of Jesus that God will bring you people who are going to help you in the process of solving the difficult challenges and problems in life. And what that requires is a sense of humility. It requires the acknowledgement that you don't have it all. If you're not a business analyst, an economist, or a bookkeeper, please don't attempt to solve business problems when you don't have the skill for it. Partner with people who have the skill. Partner with the people who are experts in that field. Other things that can be done by other people can always be outsourced, and we can leverage on the strengths that others have. This is the second thing that Daniel and his companions do. The third and most important thing is that Daniel prayed. The Bible says that he went into his chambers and he began to seek the face of God. There is no skill that can ever replace the priority of prayer. Even if the skill is there and it helps, its foundation is prayer. It is enabled by the Spirit of God through prayer. I pray in Jesus' name that we are going to start in our private altars before we seek an audience with kings in public, before we go and partner with anyone, that we will partner with God in the place of prayer, because that interpretation of that dream came from God. His companions might have prayed with him, but it was God who gave the interpretation. The fourth thing is that he presented himself. He relieved himself of pressure. He partnered with those who were around him. He prayed, but he presented himself before the king. When you have done all, you then need to face the problem head on. Whatever the difficulty is, it will not solve itself, and running away from it is not going to cause it to disappear. It's going to require courage. It's going to require the willingness to confront and to face it head on. And what I love most about this portion of scripture is that when God had given Daniel the interpretation, the Bible says he went back to the place of prayer and he gave God praise. He gave the glory back to God. And I believe this is one of the reasons why we often do not progress enough, because we tend to think that solving issues and problems is a product of our own making. But when we are able to go back in prayer and give God praise, the Spirit of the Lord increases His wisdom and His strength in our lives. So I pray in Jesus' name that whatever season that you are going through, whether it be in the marketplace or in the family, where you are presented with a difficult problem, relieve yourself of pressure. The scriptures declare, do not be anxious for anything. Make up your mind, I will not be anxious. I serve the God for whom all things are possible. I serve the God to whom nothing is too difficult. Recognize that because the Spirit of the Lord is in you, the power and the capability of God is in you. Understand that prayer is a priority. Even if you partner with others, go and partner with God first in the place of prayer, because that is the foundation for every solution that is going to come in our lives. And of course, lastly, we must go back to God and give Him the praise. For Seatime Church Online, I am Notemba Kula.